On Monday, President Bush will send his proposed budget to Congress. And today he warned lawmakers, once again, that he intends to hold the line on most domestic spending to counter the growing budget deficit. Advocates fear this means sharp cutbacks in federal programs designed to benefit low-income Americans. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
President Bush was in Omaha, Nebraska today, pushing his plan for private Social Security accounts. But he also tried to sell a crowd there on the austere budget he's sending Congress on Monday.
People in Congress on both sides of the aisle have said, let's worry about the deficit. I said, okay, we'll worry about it again. My last budget worried about it. This budget will really worry about it. And I'm looking forward to working with members of Congress to make tough choices. As I said in the State of the Union, we're going to eliminate or vastly reduce 150 programs that aren't meeting needs, aren't meeting priorities, or are not getting the job done.
The White House has not announced exactly which 150 programs are being targeted, but Alice Rivlin, who was White House Budget Director in the Clinton administration, says programs benefiting the most vulnerable are the surest candidates for the budget chopping block.
Many of the things that have been discussed as cuttable are things like Medicaid, which covers medical care for low-income people, and housing subsidies, community development block grants, other things that are desperately important to low-income people, especially in cities.
According to Robert Greenstein of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, such programs account for only 6% of the budget deficit, while tax cuts that benefit wealthier Americans have caused nearly half that deficit. Greenstein says it's no mystery why those tax cuts are not being targeted.
We know that programs that serve the needy have less powerful constituencies than other parts of the budget. Low-income children don't have tens of millions of dollars to hire K Street lobbyists or make big campaign contributions.
President Bush said in his State of the Union address that he wants to keep below inflation the growth in spending that Congress has a say over, effectively cutting funding despite population growth. Brian Riedel, who's a budget expert at the Heritage Foundation, expects the White House budget will target some low-income programs.
However, it's important to note that income security programs have increased 28% under President Bush, and Medicaid, which is a major low-income program, has increased 37% under President Bush. So these programs do have room to level off for a year or two. They've received large increases over the past 4 years, and no program should be immune from the difficult decisions needed to bring spending under control.
But Riedel doubts that even this Republican-run Congress will actually eliminate many of the federal programs targeted in the budget, because lawmakers are wary of a backlash from constituents. Thomas Mann, another budget expert at the Brookings Institution, says President Bush will also face opposition from Republican governors if he tries to slash programs partly funded by the states, such as Medicaid. Mann thinks Mr. Bush may resort to using his veto power for the first time to limit spending.
The president will pick big fights and will lose a good deal of the small of the individual pieces, but probably succeed in holding down overall discretionary domestic spending beneath its real outlays this year.
Even if that does happen, the budget deficit is still expected by the White House to grow by $15 billion this year to $427 billion. Still, President Bush insists he'll cut that deficit in half by the time he leaves office. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.